This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Hey, it's 12 minutes to 5, which means it's time for.
It's not J Law. It's not J Lo. It's Joy Law.
That's what it is. It's right, it is time for our regular Joy Law segment, and joining us in the studio to talk about legal issues relevant to our community and the LGBTI community in particular is the team from KHQ Lawyers. It is Chris and it's Veronica. Welcome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
Now, Veronica, hey. We met you a couple of weeks ago, so we know that you're a labour lawyer, a workplace relations lawyer. So I suspect we're going to be talking about something to do with the workplace. Would that be right?
Absolutely. We'll be talking about bullying today.
Ah, bullying in the workplace. Oh. That's why Chris is here.
Correct.
Because you're an expert on bullying.
Correct.
Yeah. I get in trouble quite often, actually.
She's not drinking.
But, I mean, we're jesting, but of course bullying is a very serious issue in Australian workplaces.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do we define bullying?
So if I turn to the Fair Work Act, what we have is workplace bullying occurs when an individual or a group of individuals repeatedly behave unreasonably towards a worker or a group of workers at work, and then that behaviour creates a risk to health and safety. So if you boil it down to the elements, repeatedly, so a one-off instance of, say, poor conduct, doesn't necessarily constitute bullying. It has to be unreasonable behaviour. It has to be at work. And it has to create a risk to your health and safety. So
they're the three indicators.
Yeah, absolutely.
It has to be at work, or could it expand into your private life as well?
Look, there's been some cases in terms of considering whether, say, for example, social media posts would constitute bullying. And there is a potential there for that to potentially constitute workplace bullying, but certainly there has to be that connection to the workplace for it to be workplace bullying under the Fair Work Act.
Right. So let's go through those three things again. So the
Has to be repeated.
Has to be repeated. So yeah. Not just a one-off.
No, not for the purposes of this definition. So what that means is, you know, if someone having an off day and then going off on a particular employee, it might be misconduct and it might be unacceptable conduct in the workplace, but it might not constitute bullying. And I think that's a really important thing when we're having a consideration of what is bullying. It's a really serious accusation to make. And, you know, we might have jested about it before, but it's actually a very serious allegation that you can make against another person. So it's really important to be conscious of what is and what isn't bullying.
Absolutely. And sometimes in the workplace, passion. People can get quite passionate about different positions or about work, and sometimes people can lose a temper or get a little bit angry. But that's not necessarily bullying, yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
I've been guilty of losing my temper at times. I know, it's hard to believe, isn't it, Jax?
Oh, yeah.
Just don't push
me. Unlike me.
You miss it all the time.
Little miss calm.
Exactly. And I think that's why it's really important for employers in particular to have policies and procedures to deal with, you know, because I think the other thing is that it is quite often where people will have personality conflicts and we're not going to get along well with everyone who we meet. I mean, look at me and Christina.
I'm the funny one. She's not.
Evidently.
Okay, thanks, guys. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, that fell flat.
Yeah.
Evidently.
Stick to the law. Stick to the law, girls.
Yeah. All right. It's not the review.
Okay. So repeated. So it needs to be repeated. What was the second point?
It has to be unreasonable. So that's an objective test.
Well, how do you define unreasonable?
Ditto. So it'd be almost like having a reasonable person step away from the situation and actually consider, okay, is this behaviour unreasonable or is it, say, acceptable in the workplace? So, you know, that will depend on the circumstances, and that's why it's really important to kind of have a consideration of the wider, you know, wider circumstance in that regard in terms of, is it someone just having an off day or is there a repeated course of conduct? Is someone constantly belittling you, victimising you or treating you really adversely in the workplace, which is unreasonable? So a carve out and one of the exceptions to bullying is reasonable management action. So if you, say, for example, aren't performing in your role and your manager meets with you quite regularly to talk about your performance and their reasonable expectations in for the role, that isn't necessarily going to constitute bullying because it's reasonable action, reasonable management taken in a reasonable way.
But quite often that's one of the excuses, isn't it? If someone is performance managed, they'll turn around and say, oh, that's because, you know, I've been bullied, and therefore they try to avoid either performance manage or obviously being exited out of the business.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's what it, and, you know, full disclosure, KHQ lawyers, particularly workplace relations, we tend to represent predominantly employers, and quite often that's one of the difficulties they face is when they're trying to assist a person by performance managing them in their role and get them, you know, right up to the standard that they require in that role. Quite often it'll be that the employee, the first thing will say is that, well, I'm actually being bullied by my manager. And, you know, that can't be divorced necessarily from the fact that there can be personality conflicts between managers and employees, but, you know, bullying is a very serious kind of accusation to make, and it falls within the, you know, there are serious consequences.
Absolutely. I think sometimes these sort of conversations are positioned around power, so around manager and employee. But sometimes the bullying can be lateral. It can be your colleagues or even junior staff. Can sometimes inadvertently, either through expression of behaviours which are inappropriate or exclusionary behaviours, so not inviting people on a regular basis to lunch when you're inviting the rest of the team, or subtle. Saying we're going for coffee, but you don't actually talk to the person who's, you know, that member of the team who you don't invite.
Yeah.
That can sometimes be considered, am I right? Could that be considered bullying?
People might perceive that as bullying, and I think that's...
If it's repeated, not just a one-off.
They might perceive it that way, and I think that's a really good scenario where if that person who's feeling that particular way feels comfortable to do so, might actually address that behaviour directly with the person. You know, if they feel comfortable and safe enough to do so, or to at least seek advice in terms of how to do that, because it might be that the person isn't intending to exclude that person or make them feel a particular way. Look, I'm you know, sometimes it might be, and in which case, you know, that's, you're getting into quite serious territory. But that might be one of the options if you feel you are experiencing that type of behaviour.
I know I had a friend of mine worked in an open plan office, and he worked in a small team, and three of the team members were smokers of a team of five. So the three smokers would go off for a cigarette.
Now,
as a non-smoker, you don't go to that. But not only were they going off for the cigarette, but they were forming a little bit of a clique. Now, it's not bullying, but it made my friend feel quite uncomfortable.
Start punching darts.
Great advice. Take up smoking.
That's what Rachel from Friends did. Remember, she had to get this.
I remember. I'm with you.
She started smoking because you are excluded because the smokers are all talking about stuff and getting a little fresh air.
They also get a lot more breaks. Can I just say?
Yeah, which is good for circulation.
But they die younger.
True that. Yeah.
And prettier.
Says you. The other thing we're talking about, those reasonable management discussions about performance, again, in my experience, sometimes people are in a role for a number of years and they're performing quite well, but then the organisation, for whatever reason, changes course a little bit or a lot, and so the expectations for that person and in that role can change. So sometimes those conversations can be quite unsettling for the individual because they're invested in that role and doing the role to their best ability, and they have got a good regard for what they've done in the past. But sometimes things change. So those conversations equally can be quite challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't envy the person who has to have those types of conversations either with their manager or laterally with another employee. But certainly, you know, if there is that feeling in terms of uneasiness in the workplace, I mean, obviously the thing with workplace bullying is it's largely derived from occupational health and safety. So that's all about feeling healthy and safe in the workplace. And things like this can really have an adverse impact on someone's mental health, but also their physical health. It can disturb their sleep, it can, you know, have really adverse impacts. So that's where a really good suggestion would be, you know, if you feel comfortable directly addressing that with the person, if appropriate, but also seeking medical treatment and advice from, say, Lifeline or other kind of mental health options.
Absolutely. Now, we're chatting with the team from KHQ Lawyers, talking to Veronica and Chris about workplace bullying. Coming up next, we're going to have a chat about Brodie's Law in Victoria and what that means for employers.
So Brodie's Law came about of a very tragic case. It's often referred to as the Cafe Vamp case, and it involved a young lady called Brodie Panlock, who unfortunately took her own life after sustaining quite serious workplace bullying.
It's just awful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible. And I think what had basically happened is it really highlighted this issue of workplace bullying, and bullying, not just in the workplace, but bullying in other areas of public life. So basically, Brodie's Law came into effect in June 2011. and it's under a subset of stalking in the Crimes Act, and actually makes it a criminal offence to engage in serious bullying. So it's not just, you know, it's not necessarily workplace bullying like what we're talking about, but being a subset of stalking, if you're found guilty of engaging in that type of conduct, you can face up to 10 years imprisonment. So it's something that has really serious consequences. It is a subset of stalking, though, so it doesn't cover absolutely everything, and it's a really, really serious criminal offence. But essentially, that's where it came out of. And it just really highlights, I think, that issue in terms of bullying and the really adverse impacts that it can have on people.
So, Veronica, if someone's listening to us today and they do believe that they are being bullied in their workplace, what are their options?
So, a number of options. I think the first thing is you have to look after yourself. So, you should definitely go to the doctor or seek some medical treatment, because obviously it's going to have an adverse impact on your health in the workplace. And then another option would be to consider going to the Fair Work Commission seeking what are called anti-bullying orders. Now, that isn't about getting money in that jurisdiction. It's about what can the commission order to stop the bullying from continuing. Another option is, if you do feel like you are being, I suppose, a victim of serious bullying, i.e. Brodie's Law, and definitely Google it to have a look in terms of what it is and what it isn't, contact the... an option can be to contact the police.
Gosh, so severe. I think people might be a bit proud as well, like being an adult, like going through bullying, like it's something you think you'd leave at high school, but I think those people never learn and just keep doing it.
And I think with the LGBTI community, you know, reach out to your GLOWS if you're not sure, yes, at Victoria Police. It's great, a great place to go.
And of course, this Thursday is Idle Hobbit Day as well, which shines a spotlight on issues of transphobia, intersexism, and other phobias and discrimination against our community.
Yeah.
So I think it's very important to speak up.
Yeah.
Don't suffer in silence.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, it's not worth it. It's
absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, the team from KHQ Lawyers. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.